96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is Labor Day, the unofficial end of summer, and one of the biggest days to get in a picnic or cookout, but it's also a day to reflect on working America. And tonight we're talking about the people who are not working, the unemployed, and we're asking, where are the jobs and why is unemployment still so high in 2014? My guests are Dwight Kirk, a veteran labor union communications manager, and Bill Lucy, president emeritus of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. You're also welcome to friend me on Facebook and comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Now, before we talk to our guests, I want to hear a comment from Maryland Democratic Congresswoman Donna Edwards.
Given where we were in 2008, where the economy was really in a free fall, President Obama, frankly, has brought it back to life. I think we've had 54 straight months of consecutive job growth. And in these last couple of months, it's been job growth that's actually growing the economy. And so we've brought the unemployment rate nationally down from about 10% down to 6.1%. And so that's a significant change. It's a really important change. We just need to make sure that the economy is thriving for all workers, wherever it is that they find themselves in the workplace.
Congresswoman Edwards made that comment last week at a job fair in Prince George's County. And so let me start with Mr. Lucy. Hearing the congresswoman say that, is that true? Are things better now?
Well, obviously, it's true. Things are better than it is better than for some, not better than for all. And I think the congressperson states clearly that we've had 54 months of economic expansion, but we were in a deep hole when the efforts to jumpstart the economy started. You've got people who are a part of the long-term unemployed right now, people who have gone without employment for 1, 2, 3, sometimes 4 years. Life is not better for them. I think it's noteworthy to say that the growth in the economy, the reduction in the levels of unemployment, these are good numbers to look at, but they're all relative. The workforce or the potential workforce is much larger now than it was 2008. So 6.1 or 2% unemployment is a good number, but it's 6.1 or 2% of what? And I think for workers in general and that new class of folks, the working poor, those who are unemployed and looking for work. It's a better picture, but it's not a great picture.
Mm-hmm. Dwight, talk to me about the job crisis in America in 2014, kind of piggybacking on what Mr. Lucy just mentioned.
Let me just frame it this way. I think the job crisis we have is both dealing with the unemployed and those who are working. In the sense of the unemployed people, what faces them is an economy that has shifted, fundamentally shifted, to create more low-wage jobs than high-earning jobs, jobs that require a different skill set than in a previous generation. What also happens in that kind of environment with the unemployed, and particularly this applies to African-American workers, a lot of African-American workforce was in the public sector. And what has happened over the past 5, 6 years, particularly during the Obama presidency, because of the rabid hate for the Obama administration among conservatives. There's been a fundamental attack on the public sector, and that has resulted in something we haven't seen before, which is when the economy generally recovers in past cycles, all sectors recover. But what changed because of the political change in terms of leadership in state and local legislatures, jobs that were in the public sector were slashed. So black workers, postal workers, folks who worked in healthcare centers lost their jobs, and those jobs did not come back. We must have lost probably close to over 200,000 jobs during the recession that did not come back. So for a lot of folks, the economy shifted, and because of a political change, a lot of those jobs are not going to did not come back. So consequently, in the recovery, what you find are folks who have a skill set that they're competing with folks that they can't get a toehold.
What I hear you saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that in 2008 during the recession and in the years following that, that the world changed
fundamentally.
And unlike, you know, past times when we had huge inflation, such as under Jimmy Carter, or when we had other kinds of employment related issues, that the world essentially stayed the same. There was still a need for manufacturing. There was still the need for indeed textiles, for example, and retail work even paid well relative to the cost of living. But in this modern world that we're living in, it all kind of came together: recession, mortgage crisis, as well as high tech jobs and education, and now people are scrambling.
Not only scrambling, people are just at a loss as to where to find a new foothold, and for good reason, because in the recovery, there has been a recovery in some manufacturing sectors. It's not like the United States no longer manufactures things. It does. The problem are those jobs are not going to the people who lost them.
Dwight, can I?
Yeah, please go ahead, Mr. Lucy.
I agree completely with what Dwight just laid out. But let me also make one other point. I mean, we generally gauge recessions against the big recession of the late 20s or the early 30s. And we assume that, recessions are all like that. What we've recently gone through was not a 1930s type recession.
Or depression.
Depression.
Yeah.
I mean, what we've gone through is a recession by choice. I mean, the assault on workers and workers' rights, the assault on trade unions, the assault and elimination of industries, that was by design. This was not an aberration in economic policy. These were policies designed to downsize the workforce, and the impact of that has almost decimated the global economy. The president has been able to bring some things back, jumpstart some other things, which created new employment. But the types of jobs that existed in past years are gone, as Dwight pointed out, gone forever in many cases. And as a result, you've got the absence of jobs hitting different segments of the workforce in different ways. Example, even someone mentioned manufacturing. There are a number of manufacturing activities that can come back, but there are a number that are gone forever as a result of trade policies and the outright outsourcing and downsizing of certain types of productivity functions.
Mr. Lucy, I need to take a break, but I do want to talk about that as well as corporate profit and how that affects the availability of jobs. We're also going to go to the phone lines. Richard, you're on the line. You're coming up next. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about jobs, unemployment, Labor Day 2014. We'll be back. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking, where are the jobs and why is unemployment still so high in 2014? My guests are Dwight Kirk, a veteran labor union communications manager, and Bill Lucy, president emeritus of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Richard calling from Hyattsville. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My call, and Harold, I think you're the greatest interviewer ever.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But my take on the job situation is a lot different from what you all are saying.
So go ahead.
I know today I saw three places that were hiring people. I helping a homeless couple. They've been looking for professional jobs. The company wanted them so bad, they interviewed them Saturday, and they went to an interview Sunday. When I go to 7-Eleven, I live about five 7-Elevens. When I go to 7-Eleven, I'm mainly speaking of African Americans. In the morning, about 4:30, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I see 99% Hispanics waiting for them. When I go back around 8 o'clock, there's nobody there. So I think there might not be a lot of professional jobs, but there are definitely jobs, and you got to start low and go high.
But, Richard, here's the issue, because this isn't just about employment per se. These are also issues about being underemployed. These are issues about just because you're working doesn't necessarily mean that you've got a roof over your head. You
right,
know, there's the working poor. There are all kinds of issues
right,
related to this.
I understand that, Harold, but I don't even see them trying to be underemployed, because when I go to 7-Eleven, it's 99% Hispanics there. Why can't we start with those small paying jobs and move on?
Harold.
Yeah, go right ahead, Mr. Lucy.
The question that the brother raises is fundamentally part of the problem. You know, during enslavement, we had full employment. Everybody had a job. The question is whether or not you could support yourself and your family and live with some degree of dignity and decency.
Right, but I don't see us there. I don't even see them doing those small jobs. I don't even see us in the line trying to get those small jobs, part-time. I don't see that.
I don't understand.
Are you talking about black folks, Richard?
African Americans. I see the Hispanics working, and they have moved ahead of us economically. What I see is that we don't want to work for minimum wage, and we don't want to work under. I'm a professional. I worked underemployed for a long time, and then I finally met someone and moved up into what I went to school for.
Well, Richard, thank you for your phone call. And Mr. Lucy, let me kind of piggyback on what Richard is saying, and I kind of talked about this earlier. Is it time for America to do something about this unemployment issue, or should we do something about it ourselves?
Both. A combination of the two. It is absolutely time for a jobs program that will meet the needs of the nation, a jobs program that will help grow the economy. I mean, there are some people, the 1% is doing fine. It's the 99% that has the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And President Obama, to his credit, has tried and tried and tried to advance economic programs and policies that would create an economy large enough to provide employment for just millions of workers. But the politics of the country argues that nothing that he does that will create employment is going to move.
As a result, the
recession, depression of 2008 is fundamentally different than the depression of the 1920s and 30s.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Kenny. We'll talk to Gregory. We'll also talk to Cynthia. Please, if you were on the phone, do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation about the jobs. Where are they and why is unemployment still so high in 2014? Labor Day. We'll be back in just a bit. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR.